Avodas Hamidos, which he introduced to us just to understand the different Chalakei HaNeshama from last week. And he left off in Perek Gimel with what he called the Chole HaNefesh, somebody who literally is sick in his soul, which means that he needs work to do in his various midos and his various outlooks on the world. And now that the Rambam explains us the different components of the soul, how to go about doing that. But in Perek Dalid, which is very lengthy, and he talks about other issues also, so I only put on the sheet, you see the first two paragraphs, part of it, but it's only part of it. He lays down for us a very famous concept that he discusses in Mishneh Torah also, but this was written way before Mishneh Torah, so it's good to see how the concept developed. This was part of his Perashah Mishnayos, which the Rambam wrote when he was a very young man, for especially to undertake such a work, to explain every Mishnah without having a clear, you know, nowadays we have clear, right there, there's a very good commentary in the Mishnah, so it doesn't seem like such a daunting task to explain every Mishnah, and we have all these different, you know, all the Gemaras, but what the Rambam did is he explained the Mishnayos before there was any clear explanation of every Mishnah. There was always the Gemara and commentaries on the Gemara, so I think he was 20-something years old when he completed it, that he finished the Perashat. So this is attached to his Perashat Avos, and then he wrote this, and then he developed the idea further in Mishnah that he wrote in the middle of his life. So what is this idea that he describes? So he's talking now to the person who's sick in his soul, who needs work to be done on his various midos, and he says, we'll just start with the beginning, so the first paragraph, Apulos asher hena tovos, hena pulos ha-shavos, ha-memutzalos ben shnei kitzavos, sh-shneim ra, ha-echem en yitor ve-ha-acher chisor. All good actions, all good attributes, all good midos are actions, are midos that are in the middle. They are equal, they're equal, he says, this is all a translation from the Arabic, ha-shavos, they're equal, ha-memutzalos, which means in the middle, Bein shnei kitzavos, between two sides, two extremes. The two extremes are bad. They're the bad, and the good is to be in between those two extremes. What are the two extremes? The yitor and the chisor. You either have way too much of something, or way too little of something. So we have to have the proper amount, right? Like Goldilocks, just perfect. So what? Right in the middle, what are those? He's going to give us examples. The hamilos hint. Right?
Perfect.
Is that in here? Too? That's not in there, no. He didn't, I don't know if he knew of Goldilocks. So, Hamalos, he had Chunos, Nefeshios, Vikinyanim, Ben Shtei, Techunos, Raos. Hacht, Men Yaseir, Vachas, Chaseira. What the Milos, good things we want to acquire for ourselves, are things that are we could acquire in our souls that are between these two poles that are negative, one that's extra and one that's lacking. Let's give an example. Zehiros. So Zehiros could take its form in many different ways. If you look in the Mesilas Yesharim in the beginning, where he describes the Midas as Zehiros, the most clear example of what Zehiros includes, literally it's translated as carefulness. Let's say Zehiros, you could be Zayir from many things, but you could be Zayir from Chet. To be Zayir from Chet, you live your life very carefully. You're always worried about making sure that you're not going to overstep the bounds and violate something or do something inappropriate. So that seems to be a positive thing, but the Rambam's going to explain to us how it's not so necessarily. Depends how you take it. Shehi mida b'mutzas ben rova taiva uvein heder haragasha b'hana. There's two extremes. A person can be very careful with sin because he's not really living. If a person decides, or a person's natural inclination is to not enjoy anything, to not enjoy life, to not enjoy eating, to not enjoy spending time with other people, to not enjoy gatherings, other such things, so then Zehiros for him is not necessarily a good thing. It's totally unnatural. He's obviously going to be very careful to avoid Chatayim because he's not living a normal, productive life. He's afraid of the world. If a person is afraid to go outside because he might be over in Avera, so that's not necessarily healthy. He's going to definitely not accomplish a lot in his life. He's going to miss out on opportunities and mitzvahs to just be closeted up in a room all day. It's an extreme example. But if a person doesn't feel anything, he has no hargashos, so to be careful in things isn't necessarily a positive thing. It's a result of the negative, and the opposite extreme is also true. A person can have way too much taiva, you're not supposed to, you're supposed to enjoy this world, but the Rambam discusses in the end where to draw lines about this. We discuss this in the Ramban here with the Nazir, exactly how we look at the Nazir, is the benefits from this world a positive thing. It's a balance that we have to strike. But if a person wants to experience everything, so then he can't have Zehiros, because he's trying every day a new experience. He needs to go to the next party and try the next new thing. So you have to be in between those two poles. So he explains, it continues on. So the Zehiros, okay. Ha-Zehiros hu'im pulas ha-tov. So Zehiros is good at tchunas ha-nefesh ha-tischayim mimena ha-Zehiros hi ma'al mimalas ha-midos. The feeling inside a person, the tchuna of his nefesh that Zehiros comes from, that is positive. if it's in between. Omnen rova taiva hu akatsa rishon v'heder hargasha b'hanal legarmi akatsa achon. The two extremes again, as we explained. V'shneim ra gomer u'shtei tuchunos ha-nefesh asher mehen yischaiva rova taiva hu atchuna ha-yisera v'heder hargasha hu atchuna ha-chasera. Like he said, everything's either too much or too little. So having too much taiva, that's the too much, that's the negative. Having too little enjoyment, having too much, too little hana from things is the opposite extreme. U'shteyan p'chisosos mifuchasos hamidos. And this is also an interesting point. Both of them are seemingly equally bad. I would have said one's not great, but not as bad as the other. I would think that going after so much hana, having so much taiva, so much desires, that's really negative. But the lack of hana is not so negative. Says the Rambam, though, the equal extremes are inappropriate. And then he's going to give us many examples of this. V'chein ha'ayin ha'yafeh, to look at things with a positive outlook. B'mutzaos ben ha'kamsanus v'ha'bizbuz. And literally what we mean by ayin yafeh, besides looking at things, is to, as we say, you know, to give tzedakah b'ayin yafeh, to be generous. So that is exactly in the middle from kamsanut, to be very stingy. V'habizbuz, to just throw things away and waste things. Those are also two things. Tzedakah, Chazal say, has specific requirements. They say, ha'mevazvez, right, the same word, like wasting. Ayivazvez yosher michomish. Technically, halachically, you're not supposed to give more of a fifth. And then there's obviously exceptions to that the post can discuss. If a person is extremely wealthy and doesn't need even a fifth of his money, so that's discussed. But the basic concept is you have to be careful. You have to take a cheshbon how you give tzedakah. Chazal warned that if a person gives too much tzedakah, he could end up taking tzedakah. That's obviously a negative thing. And kamsanut is obvious to us why that's a problem, to be stingy. You're supposed to be in the middle. And ayin yafa. So he says, hagvura, memutzas ben hamisiro l'sakanas v'rocha levav. To have strength. To be brave. So a lot of times in life, it's important, especially if it's a real situation of sakana, that you should stand up and be brave. But you're not supposed to put yourself into sakana. On the other hand, like the Torah warns us in Parsha Shoftim when they're going out to war, that you can't be racha levav. You can't have a soft heart where you're going to fear everything. You have to be in between. And it continues on and on, just to give another example. Skip a few examples. V'hanava mumutzas ben hagaiva v'shiflos haruach. To be humble is the exact middle point between being haughty and feeling a lowly of spirit, right? As Chazal saying, "Avos ma'od ma'od havishval ruach." So the Ram says, "Enough is no different. You're not supposed to be overly haughty and be what they call a bal gaiva." On the other hand, to lower yourself and destroy your self-esteem, to view yourself as a nothing, is not positive either. So even Anava has this middle of the road. So just keep that example in mind. We'll get back to it. I think he also, does he say kashir? If you skip down a little more, he says, v'hasav lanot, memutzas bein hakas v'heder hargashas habizayon. To have, we literally translate savlanot as patience, but the Rambam here is saying a little bit more, but the ability to be sovel things, to accept things, to not respond right away with words of anger, is exactly in between anger and anger and the hargat, right? And this is interesting also. Had their hargashas habizayon. There are some things that a person has the right to feel a little angry about. If he's really been in an honest way, he's been embarrassed totally. So it's not, it's naturally, you're supposed to feel something. You're supposed to have a hargasha where you would think you respond to anger. So anger also should be in these middle extremes, between these two extremes. And the Rambam says, v'chein shar midos. So this will be our guideline for trying to look at everything that's going on within ourselves. Now we're going to, in this, so savlanot, we usually translate as patience, but in the context here, it means also the shorish is to be sovel. So the shorish sovel, samach beis lamed, means to be able to handle, to accept. Endure is a much better word. Thank you. Endure, right? So you endure.
So enduring is not good?
So it is. Enduring is exactly in between. Feeling very angry about things all the time. Every time someone looks at you the wrong way, so if you respond, that's kas. And had their hargashas habizayon, the lack of feeling of embarrassment and feeling disgrace, that means you don't care about anything.
Right.
No, that's
not,
right. If you
endure is good.
Endure is a very good translation.
Apathy is the
right, apathy, right. And it's apathy right. Towards yourself. It's not
right.
Apathy towards others.
I care what people think about you.
Right, and you, so that's similar to what we were saying about another. You're supposed to feel have a healthy sense of self. Someone that has a healthy sense of self will respond properly when he really has been not necessarily in a negative way that destroys relationships, but in a way that's appropriate for the actions that are done to him to deal with the bizayon. So in the sefer, it's going to skip one paragraph. Now, what's so important about that? Beda ki elu hamaylos hapichisos asher lemidos amnan yiknu v'yashu v'nefesh. All these middle of the roads, they're not just concepts, they're not just thoughts. You actually acquire them in your soul. They become part of you. B'chazaral pulos ahavos mizu amida b'hamim rabos b'zman aruch. So how do we fix this? Let's say we find ourselves, and we'll use that savlanos as an example, unable to endure things. And every time someone looks at us the wrong way, we feel the need to lash out. So what is a person supposed to do? If midah is something that's internal to him, it's not just external, so it's much harder to do proper things, to weed ourselves out of things that are internally problematic with us. So what are you supposed to do? So the Rambam says, once you understand the two poles, the answer is not easy to do, but easy to understand. So what should you do for a little bit of time? When a person's born, he has certain natural inclinations, but we don't necessarily view him as a Baal Maila or Baal Chisaron. He doesn't come up and he's born with perfect midos, and he's not born with bad midos. They're developed, right? The age-old question of nature versus nurture. As he starts to grow up, he's going to start to see and observe and take into himself either positive or negative examples, and he'll start to, through nurture, will learn different things. He'll see his parents. If his parents have a certain thing, very often the son is exactly, the kid is exactly like that. Sometimes he'll be right in the middle. Sometimes he'll be on either extreme. Now this person already, he grows up, he realizes he has a problem. He has to work on his anger. He doesn't like the fact that, you know, his father's punched in, you know, many walls in the house, so he doesn't want to continue doing that in his own home as well. What happens when a person's sick? The body has its natural, what are they called, symbiosis? The body has its natural state of being in, so to speak, the middle of what it's supposed to do.
Homeostasis.
That's temperature, isn't it?
No, it's
more everything?
Equilibrium.
Okay, equilibrium. Perfect. So now let's say that could get out of whack. So what does a person do? They're going to treat him, if something goes to the opposite extreme, they're going to give him medications. You know, let's say, you know, the person's blood sugar. So sometimes they'll give you, you'll need a jolt to take you to the opposite extreme. So he's going to explain how we do that, right? Just like by refuah, kamosha gof kasha yatzim shaviyav, niral is its side, not to the yatzay, goes to one side. V'namor keneg do behafachol. The medicine, the treatment, is to do the opposite, to try to pull it back towards the middle. Ach yashav al shavoy, v'kishi yishtave v'nitzalik yadina mi'oso hafach, v'nashav lasos lo mashi yishar al shaviyav. Now when you're in the middle, you could stop that treatment. Keinasav emidos b'shava. This is exactly what we should do with our midos. So we should take medicines, we should take things that will pull the pole to the opposite extreme, and hopefully things will balance out. How will we do this? Mashal zeh. Im nir adam shen niknasu lo techuna benasho, yikamitz ba'avuro imatmo, zeh p'chisos mipsichos ha'nefesh, v'maisa sheyasu mipulos hara, kimo shena b'zeh ha'perek. So he finds himself to be a kamsan, right? He just feels like he can't get rid of even a penny. He won't even give a penny to tzedaka, and he has a hard time parting with anything. And he realizes this, and he wants to fix this. What should he do? Kasher near to l'rafazo acholi, he wants to cure himself. Lo nitzavu ba'ayin yafeh. Shezek mos yirafa mishi gabra alav achon b'davar ashaveh. It's not enough to just say, oh, I'm gonna act generously, I'm going to act with a good eye. Because that's like saying, what? Someone who has fever, so what's he going to do? He's just going to put himself back to the way he was. No, if someone has fever, he has to go, however the medicines work, has to go to the opposite extreme. He's not going to get cured from that. What should he do? He should give beyond his means. You have to figure out in terms of the halachic understanding of it, but he should do actions that are not just ba'ayin yafa. He should do extreme actions where people say, wow, that's bizbuz. He's totally just, you know, giving up his house. You know, he finds someone who's down on his luck, who doesn't have a place to live. Yeah, just come take my house for a few weeks, I'll go live somewhere else.
How's he going to do that?
How's he going to do that?
If he can't do it.
compete.
That's a totally different extreme. I thought we're not supposed to go to
exactly. It's
well,
exactly the point.
The other extreme makes you balance in the middle.
When you're healthy, you're perfectly balanced, and you're standing on the scale, and you can be perfectly balanced. A person realizes that he's not healthy anymore. He's a kamsan. He's already stuck on the right extreme. He's stuck on the extreme that's what the Rambam says is called chaser. He's lacking any feelings of generosity. They're totally lacking for him. So how does a person acquire feelings of generosity? It's not easy, in a certain sense, to go up slowly, slowly. What he should try to do, even though it's totally against his nature, and that's the point, you're breaking your nature, go to the other extreme.
Nobody knows he's doing that, except for Kurt Barfield.
That is true.
Right? No, I'm saying you go to that extreme, I look at a benefactor list, I think the person is comfortable and can afford it. Do I know that he's going to that extreme
right.
because he can't afford it?
Well, it could be you can even afford it. Let's say you're comfortable in the bank. You have millions of dollars in the bank. You just don't want to give it up.
Oh, right, okay. That's
right.
one
extreme. Right. I don't think the Rambam's recommending a poor person necessarily.
You know, someone who's
comfortable. Right.
Right, but it's...
He's not usually, you know, on this platinum, whatever.
Right. All of a sudden, he says, you know, I have this big problem giving Maser.
Right.
I'm going to go give at the end of the year.
More than Maser.
Well, what are you going to do? If he recognizes he has a problem, why can't he fix it palm to palm?
So that's
he recognizes already if he doesn't know he has a problem. So right.
Well, if he doesn't know
he
has a problem, he's not going. If he doesn't know he has a problem, he's not going to do anything.
Why can't
the next
problem,
Jackie? He's afraid he won't.
Exactly.
He'll regress probably. Probably worried that today I realize my problem. I'll do okay, and he's saying next week I'll continue trying to get better and better.
Let's just take the sickness muscle. Let's take the muscle with the sickness.
Take the stucco muscle.
No, I'm saying we're muscle to muscle. So let's.
He realizes he's not giving it.
If a person's sick,
so that's they say okay, you know, you're afraid to give a buck. You know what? Give 100. Then you
no.
and then you see
and then you, and then you go back
see,
and then you go back.
You'll yeah. never give up.
No, so that's okay. So now
you'll never give
so now you're raising an important question. They're both sides are true. That's you're on the same team over here, right?
You
too. Yeah, you two against you two.
So.
So, it's harder to do that. No one's going to disagree. The initial standing up, reaching into your bank account and pulling it out, that action is hard.
Don't
on the other hand, once a person does that a few times, he'll have the capability then to take himself back and swing back to the middle. And that's what the Rambam thinks. The Rambam thinks if a person goes slowly, slowly, so if you're stuck on the... You're right. Let's say you're in the middle. We'll see in the Mishnah Torah.
Weight Watchers would not agree with this, Stuart.
The Weight Watchers may
you
not...
Have to
no,
lose
okay,
weight.
But...
You don't tell
but
you lose
what's
that?
Yeah,
right
but...
Away.
Okay, but...
A pound at a time.
No, we're not talking about weight. Weight Watchers is for someone who just wants to, you know, lose all the weight he gained over Yontif. But let's say someone's in an extreme. This is exactly a great example. Someone's in an extreme. And it's mamash sakana. They're gonna due to their weight. They're hospitalized. So no one's gonna tell them to go on Weight Watchers. What are they gonna do? They have to do the opposite extreme. They're gonna have starvation diets and surgeries. So that's not a good thing. We don't encourage people to do that. But what the Rambam's talking about is not somebody who was, let's say, use numbers. He wasn't originally. He was 50-50. He moved to like 60-40. You know, he's a little bit of a kamsan, and 40%. Nadivas? No. Okay, of course you're right that it's better to go 59, 58, back to 50. But if you're ready at 99, you already can barely give a penny, so your only hope to be able to really fix yourself, just like an extreme surgery, is to go in the other direction.
This is good to discuss, but ain't easy to do.
That's not, so we're not,
that's
so
easy.
No one says it's easy to do.
It's a lot easier. But, all right,
but I think because you're all healthy, so for your in your mindsets, you know, there's no midos that hopefully we all have where we feel... That we're so much on that extreme, but a person who's so downtrodden, so
cold turkey. You don't say cold turkey.
Right, a person who's so downtrodden.
Cold turkey.
So on the other, so on one hand, it is easier to do. Once you've reached rock bottom, you know, especially in tshuva, then the return back, even though the road is much higher, the inspiration that you have that now I need to make a change is a lot easier. The Rambam Hilchos Tshuva talks about that we need to do tshuva not just from our actions but from our midos. He says that's the hardest tshuva to do. Why? Because it's not easy to recognize and. More or less, a person thinks, you know, he's a pretty okay guy in terms of midos. One time he gets angry, so and then he has to fix it, right? That's different than thinking about your whole life, and it's easier to concretize. I do this aveira all the time, so that's true, and then it becomes a lot harder. But if a person just kasses, not just came out a few times and it's caused issues for him, but it's damaged his entire life, so that's a totally different story. And then we're gonna be able to use this. Now we can use this example for us also. I'm going to explain. He does say you could do it in increments, but the idea on the extremes is just to understand. So more or less, he continues on from here, and this is applicable with all midos. So this is the concept that he says once we discuss in Parak Gimel Choli and Nefesh. This is his cure. So what the Rambam titles this, I don't know if anyone should have already clicked in people's heads and brought this up. So this is what was referred to in secular philosophy as the golden mean, where the Rambam is not necessarily getting it from. And there, I think, I don't know well enough and studied it well enough to know the differences, but there are differences between the Rambam, what he calls the Midah HaBeinonis, the middle Midah, and Aristotle's golden mean, but it's a very similar idea. The Rambam just brought it in a new level because he attached it to Kedusha and to the mitzvahs of our Torah. And there are other differences. I can show you an interesting article about that. So now let's see. Let's open it. Exactly. Let's open the Rambam Hilchos Deos, and we will see. So it's on the sheet here. We will see exactly how he describes this. So this is Rambam Deos. The whole point of Deos is to talk about Midos and talk about the way we're supposed to feel, the way we're supposed to act. He includes, just to get a picture of what Hilchos Deos is about, and it's the second section of Mishneh Torah. The first is Yesodei HaTorah. It's in Sefer Mada, the first book. Yesodei HaTorah is what we have to believe. After we have to believe, it's what we have to feel, what we have to do. So the first mitzvah is Lehidamos Bidracha. That's what you're reading. You don't have this inside. Just to get a picture of what Hilchos Deos is about, that you should try to follow in Hashem's ways. Lehidabik Biyodav. Not only should you follow in Hashem's ways, you should attach yourself to people who know Hashem, meaning Tamdei Chachamim. Lohev Reyim, this is where he brings down Lahafta Recha Kamocha, Lohev Gerim, Shalolis Noah Achim, you shouldn't hate Lahochiach. So you get the picture here, it's Midos Benadam Lachavero, it's Midos and ways we're supposed to feel towards one another. The end, he ends off with Lo Sikom Velo Sitor, not to take revenge. So in Halacha Gimel, he says, Shnei Kitzavos HaRechoku Zumizu, this is on the sheet, Shebechol Deya V'deya, Eino Derech Tova, the two extremes, not a good way to go. V'ein Roy Lo La'adam Alechis Ben Lo La'amdam La'atzmo, it's not a good way for a person to teach them to himself and follow that way. V'im Matzo Tivo, if he sees that his nature is going from side to side, Not La'achas Mehan, O Muchan La'achas Mehan, he's turning towards, he's ready, he feels this is his nature. O Shekvar Lamed Achas Mehan, or he already started going to the wrong direction. Go back to the middle. Here he doesn't tell you the extreme, because you're probably right in this instance. Just go back slowly, because you're not sick. You just need a little bit of a tune-up.
Right, see, when you're not sick, you can go little by
right,
little.
Right, little by little, when you're healthy. So now, what is the right way to go? It's interesting that he starts with the wrong way, and then adds to the right way.
It's stuck, because it's too in you. But I mean, if you should look maybe the other way.
Other examples.
Why anger is easier?
You're picking hard things here.
Let's keep anger.
There's examples at the
right.
Well, anger, let's hold off on anger. We're going to get back to that. It's good that you raised anger.
Anger, I can't. Two hot dogs or three hot dogs?
You never get angry? You never get angry?
One and a half.
Where I blow up.
You never do?
Okay, so.
Come one day and you'll work.
Someone can notice your tendency to get angry. I could correct you.
Right.
It's not to think anything else. Could be self-correction.
Private, right.
Someone sees every time you're in shul and a guy is talking and you react with an angry face all the time. He goes, by the way, maybe you should just,
right.
It's not, you're not a good, you know, so right. You see it outward.
So there are certain midos that are turned more outwardly. Like, you know, another.
I'm saying someone could see it so they could correct you.
Right, some are more subtle. 100%, yeah, 100%. So now what is, and that's, I guess, part of the mitzvah of tochacha, is that we're, especially when you know, we'll get to an avos, that's what it means to be a friend. To be a friend, just try to look at it. It's not just to hang out with people,
correct,
but it's
correct,
right, in the proper way, exactly. Now the Ram says in the next halacha, v'haderech ha'yishara, what's the straight path? He mida beinonis. This is what
beinonis.
He calls it. Shebechol deya v'deya, mikol deya sheish la'adam. V'hu ha'deya shebechol k'mishneik tzavos, v'chok shava, right, exactly in the middle between the two extremes. V'ena krova lo'luzu lo'luzu l'fichach. Sivu chacham harishonim. Chazal commanded us, sheyeh adam san deya tov tamid. Then if the main way we're supposed to work on our midos is to be in the middle, so then that becomes a very hard thing. It's not just that we go to the extremes, we have to fix ourselves. Every day, we have to weigh and balance and see where we are. San deyo tov tamid, you should always have your mind focused. Umisharo san, and you're measuring, where am I today? Today I'll wake up this way, tomorrow I'll wake up another way. And then try to straighten them. Umichaven osan bederech emsayis kadeshi ashalim. So that you can be complete, you can have shlemus, try to put them in the middle. Now, let's see one of his examples, and he has other examples here as well. The first one, Ketzad. Lo yabal chama noach lichos. Don't be full of rage, easy to get anger. V'lo kamei she'ino margish ela beinoni. And not that like you're dead, someone could step, trample over you and you're not going to respond. Ela beinoni. Lo yichas al davar gadol, sheroi lichos olav. Kedei shelo yaseh kiyotzi bo pa macheres. And then he says, you know, you shouldn't get mad at something too often, even if it's proper to get mad at, because it will cause you
don't
to to continue in that way. Now, do we have the next halacha? No. So and then after another example, just and then he gives other examples here. You'll see taiva, you know, to desire physical things, and he gives the tzedakah example. And then he says what a chassid is. A chassid is someone who's able to, like, even though he's not exactly in the middle, is able to jump up a little bit more. Then, if you look at, I'll just read for you quickly, part of halacha hey, the next halacha. So someone who's able to go a little bit more, a little bit beyond his nature, beyond the middle, he's a chassid. Ketzad, mishi yisrachik migova halev ad haketzah acharon v'yishval ruach b'yoser nikr chassid. V'zo midas chassidus. You're supposed to be in the middle in terms of between haughtiness and humbleness. A chassid is someone who could be a little, he's able to stand a little bit in the extreme and still be okay. That's what makes him unique, that he could go off to a little bit of the extreme of shval ruach and be okay. The Rambam says, that is midos chassidus. What it sounds like from the Rambam is that all midos have this perfect middle balance between the two extremes. He says kas, and in halacha hey, he says that someone who's a little bit more humble is a chassid. That implies that a regular person should still be in the middle. Now flip your sheet over, and we're going to raise a question here, and hopefully... people, right? So people do, right? But that's not even what he's saying. He's not right. People could use, no, but people could even use humbleness itself. Is that what you're saying? As arrogance, that you're arrogant in the sense that you pride yourself on your
that
you're humble. I mean, there's two things.
No, I think I would look at it the other way. That it's your appearance comes across as being arrogant,
right?
But you're
right, yeah, overly humble. So right, that's what he seems to say. Now look at so Perek Beis. Perek Beis parallels what we read in Shmona Prakim of Perek Gimel, because he starts with, which we don't have, Choli HaGuf. He's describing Choli HaNefesh, comparing it to Choli HaGuf. This is where he's talking about the unhealthy person. And then here the Rambam says, he describes how you fix yourself. The Yesh Deos, Usser, very strong word, Lola Adam, Lenog Ben Bebeidonis. Even though I just told you that all Midos, it's good to be in the middle, there are some Deos mean Midos, there are some midos that it's usher to be in the middle. Elias rachik ad haketzah acher. Go to the other extreme. V'hu, go v'halev, being haughty in your heart. She'in aderech hatova she'adam anav bilvad, el she'eshval ruach, a person should be a shval ruach. V'yiterucha namucha lema'od, his spirit should be low in a very, very much so. How do we know? L'tich nemer Moshe Rabbeinu, anav ma'od, v'lo nemer anav bilvad. It's not enough just to be an anav. Moshe was anav ma'od. L'fichach, tzavu chachamim, same lashon that he had before. Chachamim Chazal commanded us, ma'od, ma'od, havishal ruach, be lowly. Even though the Rambam and Perek Aleph said that was for a chassid. And he continues to bring more psukim and more mamre chazal about how bad gaiva is. Then he continues, v'chein hakas, de'arahu, he adle ma'od, very bad midah. For Roy Adam she is rak menu ad ketzacher. He should take anger and push it away to the other side. Never get angry. Be like what the Rambam said in Paragraph. Be like the mace almost. V'yomer atzmo shelo yichas afilo davar shelroy lachosolav. He should teach himself to get angry, not to get angry, even when it's a place where it's proper for him to get angry. And he gives examples, and he continues and discusses how bad of where it's proper to get angry. So he talks about if you're not really angry on the inside, you want to show anger towards your...
We'll deal with that.
But he says, you are angry in the sense that you want to show your children how big of a mistake they made, so you start yelling and screaming. Or you're in charge of... Right? Or you're the shul president, so at the board meeting you totally lose it just so that everyone else can understand how right you are. So on one hand, okay, you're getting angry with L'shem Shemayim for the right reason. On the other hand, it's still anger, so he says you should fake them out. Don't really get angry in that case. If you fake them out, it's okay, but you shouldn't really engender feelings of anger inside you.
If you're faking them
no,
out...
No, so then that's okay. Okay.
But how does everybody know that you're really
that's
faking
fine.
Them out? So then it's the opposite. So then people are going to think that you're really angry.
Well, it's not about...
And you have it in your house.
Well, that's fine. If you want... It's not about other people. It's about yourself.
How could you say it's not about other people?
Yeah. He hit the rock.
No. It's about how we treat other... Let's say your children, you have a right in halacha to get angry at them, right?
Right, but other people you don't.
No. Let's say you're a rav, and so other people as a rav, sometimes you're
the opposite. So a rav is allowed to get angry
at his talmidim. Sometimes
no,
it's proper.
No. He's allowed to get angry as
if for a reason if he's trying to give the musr.
Exactly.
Okay, but if
that's
it's not,
not
the
real
musr,
anger.
Right. Okay, but
then
that's
he shouldn't.
Not,
right. 100%. 100%. So that's what
he's
exactly saying.
The president with the board is a bad example.
Right. Yeah. Work every what's day wrong with getting act angry? On, make believe like you're angry at a person on the
that's
phone,
so
an adversary, a client.
Right.
So
losing,
you know, you're
losing it.
That's proper. That's fine.
I know.
But what I'm saying, but it's a slippery slope. Sometimes, sometimes a person thinks to his head, "Oh, I want my kids to realize how much of a mistake they made, and they can't be such a good actor."
That's
they're,
a chinuch
aspect. But they're actually going to get angry, meaning that's a fine balance. Ram says that's a problem. If you're able to be a good actor, good. If you actually get angry, that's something a person should work on. So then he says, how bad is kas? He says, kol ha-kas kilo vodazar. That's the Gemara in Shabbos. This is a very interesting law. And listen to this list line. There's no Gemara about this. To my knowledge, the Ram says, bali kas ein chayehem chayim. People who are really angry, their lives aren't lives. They can't enjoy life. It's probably much more of a deeper idea than that, but that's for another time. So now, just to present the question, I'm sure everyone here has very insightful answers, there is a direct contradiction in the Rambam. Perek Aleph, he says, it's good, every midah should be like this, and the first example he gives, it's not just, he says it somewhere, the first example is kas. Another he says a little bit later on when he's giving the example of a chassid, but they're both equally stand out. First example of the Midah Benonis is Kas. In Perek Beis, he says it's usher to go in the middle in these two Midos. These are the two exceptions. Go Va'alev, you should be in Shfal Ruach Ma'od, have a lot of Anava, and Kas. So it's hard to understand how we could work it out. So there are two parts to trying to answer this, and it's important for us to understand these Midos and to understand the Rambam's whole picture of a person working on his Midos. So the first issue is just logically, why would these be different? So the Rambam basically answers that for us, that we'll try to see how it coincides with what he actually says, but if he didn't contradict himself, I would understand what he's saying. That why would we say these two things are the exceptions? Because there are certain midos, especially kas, is the great example that he gave, where he says, you know, bali kas chayehem enu chayim, that they're just so detrimental that they go beyond the negative impact that they have on our neshamos, and they're much more destructive than that. Right? If a person's a kamsan, so that's a horrible midah, and he's losing out on this chus of giving a lot of tzedakah. But beyond that, it's not really going to affect the rest of his life and his other midos. These are really the sharashim. Actually, the Gra, the Vilna Gaon has a sefer thing. I don't think he wrote it, or he collected it from other things that he wrote. It's called Evan Shlema, where he discusses a lot of these issues of tikkun midos and other type issues, and he has a line in there, a very strong line, and this is really the purpose of this is a person's entire purpose. Why he's been put here, the Gra says, is to take what's been given to him naturally and then work on that and be metakin his midos. That's part of the purpose of what he's doing in this world, to try to fix the things that we're unhappy with within ourselves, to work on our midos constantly, the Gra says. And then he says the shorish of all chatayim and all bad midos are, like the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, similar. He says gaiva, taiva, and kas. So the Rambam left off taiva, I'll explain, but along the lines of the Gra, because anava, gaiva, and kas can really snowball and affect the rest of the person's entire personality and his relationship with Hashem, as the Chazal say, like a bal gaiva. It's not just a midos thing per se, it affects his emunah perspective. A person with proper emunah will realize, like the Gemara says, that Baal Gaiva, Hashem says, me and him, there's no room for the both of us here. That he's so full of himself that he can't be full of me. He can't have a relationship with me. So we can understand why he does this. But how he does this, we can't understand, because there's a direct contradiction. I understand why he did it, but he should have then been quieter and Perek Aleph and said, you know, don't mention anything about Kass and don't mention anything about Gaiva. So there are some approaches, just quickly, and then we'll try to...
Two different things, though.
What are two different things, Kass and Gaiva?
No, I think in the first instance, he's talking about maintaining a certain disposition in general, and the other thing is to just not be quick to lose your temper to the point where you lose control.
So practically speaking, if I went to you as my midos counselor and said, should I, in terms of my midah of anger, is it good to try to balance myself in the middle, sometimes get angry, sometimes not, or I should try to totally...
Well, I don't think it's an issue of sometimes get angry and sometimes not get angry. If you consciously try to maintain an even
disposition,
keel,
right. Then
you're not going to get
angry.
But if something should happen where
and
you're going to get angry is a natural emotion.
Right.
Don't get angry. People get angry. There's nothing wrong with getting angry. What's wrong is losing it.
Okay, so well, I'll skip ahead. I was going to go this first, but I think not exactly what you're saying, but along the lines of what you're saying is what Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer, who was a gadol in Yerushalayim not too long ago, the Rosh Yeshiva of Eitz Chaim, so he has a sefer on the Rambam, and he says a similar idea. He says Perek Aleph is how a person develops his inner self. In terms of his inner nature, he should be always in the middle. And when he, in terms of how he's actually developed, and when he checks his middos, he'll say, I'm in the middle, and sometimes it's proper for me to get angry, sometimes it's not. When it comes down to practice on the outside, what he calls the chitzonius, when it's reflected towards the outside, then it's proper to go to the opposite extremes. Inside, a person should realize and have self-confidence that he's not really a nothing. He realizes his milos and he realizes his chronos. He's in the middle in terms of a nav and gaiva. He has certain strength and he realizes what his purpose in this world is, and that gives him a lot of encouragement. On the outside, he shouldn't project that to other people. To other people, he shouldn't be really like a schmuck and let people walk all over him. But to other people, he should distance himself from that mida beinonis, and he should act like an of. Same thing here. Sometimes inside, it's a natural feeling. You're angry, and you should be angry because someone, disrespected your child, and that's a reason to get angry. So you should be angry. And you shouldn't necessarily, and that's okay to be in the middle of that point, because that's a proper place to be angry. When it comes on the outside, so then to address that anger in a soft-spoken way, because that is something you can control. You don't have to blow up. It's pretty much what you're saying. You feel angry, you don't have to blow up, so that's the midah beinonis. That's what Rav Isser Zalman says. The Lecha Mishnah here, there's a long discussion about this. He gives two answers. One, he says, you're right, you should always be in the middle. Perek Beis starts with Chol HaNefesh. When you've already gotten sick, so then you've seen that your midos are out of whack, so then in terms of kas and gaiva, then you should go to the opposite extreme. If you've been healthy your whole life, even kas and gaiva could be in the middle. Then he has another answer, which is a little bit hard to understand, that he's basically saying, lav dafka to perek beis, that you're not really, even in those midos, you're not really in the far extremes. Even though he's saying you should be a shval ruach, in every level that you move over, you could still be in the middle, so to speak. So you're kind of in the middle also, even though it's good to be a shval ruach. So let's say you go to the Shval Ruach, you go a little bit down, but that doesn't mean you have to go within the realm of being a Shval Ruach to the extreme of the most lowly of the low. You should still be in the middle. And another approach, this is by the Vodas HaMelech. So his approach is that Perek Aleph is the ideal. That's what he calls the Mitzvah Daraisa. The Mitzvah of the Torah, to follow Hashem's ways, is to be in the middle. The Mitzvah Derabbanan, he says, Chazal came along with all these Mamre Chazal that the Ram quotes. And they say, whoa, wait one second. It's true, the mitzvah minat Torah is to be in the middle. But these two things, we're going to make a siyag, like Chazal do all the time. We have to draw lines, because we're afraid if a person involves themselves in these two midos, it's going to blow everything up. So since we see the Chazal say, kol hakoyis k'ilo ovid avodah zarah, that's true on a level of the Rabbanan. It's interesting to have like mitzvahs, daraisas, and the Rabbanans when it comes to midos. But Chazal came along and said, midi Rabbanan, you should distance yourself from the opposite extreme. Just to wrap up, and I did promise to tie into this week's Parsha, and this week it worked out beautifully, so it seems like this is a good plan. So if everyone could turn in their Chumash, sorry it's not on the sheet, Parsha's Kisavo, it could right behind you. Perek Chav Ches, Pasuk Ches. Pasuk Ches, let's see, Chav Ches.
Chav Ches what?
Chav Ches, I'm trying to tell you. Pasuk Tes. Chav Ches Tes. So the Rambam, where does all this come from? Right? How do we know that we have to work on our midos? And the Rambam gives us Tes. 28:9. So how do we know, where does this come from that we're supposed to work on? Okay, everyone talks about work on our midos, work on ourselves, but where do we see it in the Torah? So the Rambam, this is not on the sheet, but he tells us where does this come from? Chav Ches, Pasuk Tes. It starts here. Yeah,
we got that. So we're trying to figure it out.
Perfect. We got it. Yeah. So now let's just look at the Rambam first before the pasuk. So you listen. It's not on the sheet. So where does this mitzvah come from to work on our middles? Umitzuvin anu lelechus bedrachem ha'ilu ha'benonim. Where do we have to follow this middle path? V'him adrachem ha'tovim v'ha'yisharim. Why is the middle good? Why should we do the middle? Because it's the good and the straight. And why is the good and the straight the way we're supposed to do things? Shenamar v'halach the bedrachem. We should follow in Hashem's ways. And he quotes the famous Chazal, the Gemara in Sota. Mahu rachum afata, mahu chanun afata. Just like Hashem is, so too we should be. What pasuk does the Rambam choose to show this idea? This week's parsha says the Rambam, Yakimcha Hashem lo liam kadosh kasher nishba lach Kisishmar as mitzvah Hashem lekecha v'halachta b'drachav, and you should follow in his ways. A lot of mefarshim have a strong question on the Rambam, because there are many more pesukim in Chumash, for example, but there are others as well. And the end of Parshas Ekev, it seems to be saying this in a much stronger way. So why did the Rambam pick the pasuk in Parshas Kisavo? If you look at the context, it's a little bit strange. He should have picked this pasuk. Right, the Ram in the end of Parshas Ekev says, "Ki im shomer tishmonis kol mitzvah azos asher anochi mitzaveh eschem la'asoso." This mitzvah that I'm commanding you to do, liavos Hashem elokeichem alechus b'chol derachav, to follow in His ways. What does Rashi say to follow in His ways? Hu racham afata racham, hu gumah chasadim. That's saying you are commanded to do it. This pasuk is saying that if you follow, if we do what we're supposed to do, we keep our best with Hashem, He's going to raise us and we'll be able to walk in His ways. Right? It's key when, because you are keeping Hashem's commandments, it's just a result, it's a natural result, it's not a command. So he quotes the pasuk that's not a command, and the whole context of this parsha is the brachos that precede the tocha. So it seems to be that he's trying to say something very profound, and that is that the mido beninos, this is where he differs from Aristotle, lahavdil, obviously, it's not just, you know, a good way to be a productive citizen in the world. It's a way to attach yourself to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he doesn't pick the mitzvah version of it. He picks the lelechus b'chol drachav, the halachta b'drachav over here, as the natural result. Why? Because midos are not just supposed to be looked at as a mitzvah. But like we described in the last year, and this is where the Rambam was trying to get to us, this understanding, the more you are in touch with your neshama and what it's all about and where it comes from, then it's a natural result, right? Just like Hashem, his midos are just the way he interacts with the world. It's not his essence. His essence, we can't say in his essence, he's rachum. In his essence, he's undescribable. But there's a core to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then out of that core, the midos come. So too, our neshama, like we said, is the mashal, the nimshal of Hashem. Our neshama is parallel to Hashem. There's a core goodness to it. So we're not going to quote the pasuk that's the command, because it's more than just a command. It's a way to reach this bris that the Torah is describing through our midos tovos, through the midah benonis, we could reveal what's underneath the layers of our souls, that there is an inherent connection to Hashem and there's inherent goodness there. So this pasuk is really the best pasuk for the Ram to get his idea across of taking the Midos Beinonis and understanding that really the source of all Midos Tovos is our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our special Neshama, and by revealing that, and as I said, it's important to focus on in Elul, because the Ram says in Hilchos Tshuva that Tshuva needs to be done for Midos as well. There's even a whole Sefer that the Baali Musa recommend a person learning during Elul, which is called Tomer Devora, which was written by Rav Moshe Cordovero, who is a great Mekubal, and the point of the Sefer is he takes the pasuk that we say in Tashlich, Mi El Kamocha Asher Noser Avon, and he says that each midah that Hashem does, first he says we have to understand based on Kabbalah what that means, like what does that midah manifest itself in Hashem, and then he says our job is to understand how we can inculcate that in ourselves, and he says that, and the Baali must say that's an aboda for Elul, is to try to Lidamos Hashem, to fix our midos in the holiest way possible by realizing the holiness inside of us, and that should be able to put our midos in that way and to approach Rosh Hashanah with a positive perspective.